know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking
to? Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice stupid? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
As usual, talking is what we're talking about. It is 8:45 or so on a Thursday morning. It's time for Jock Gibberish. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and joining me in the studio is Kat. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, Todd.
How's everything?
Lovely.
Well, I'll tell you what, something that Kat does not have to worry about is sending her kids back to school. They're done with the local level of schooling.
The local level. I did get a first day of school picture out of Macy this year. Because she's like, she said, are you going to want a first day of school pic? And I'm like, yes. She's in her 17th year, Todd.
Of formal education.
Yes.
And she's got a few more.
Yes.
Kat's daughter, if we haven't mentioned this on the air, is in a graduate program at the University of Georgia.
Georgia. She's a bulldog.
I'm convinced she is going to launch a nefarious plot to take over the world. She'll be standing there with James Bond saying, you can't stop me, Mr. Bond.
She's going to be standing there with Daniel Craig.
She's
in the... if she is, like...
then Kat's going to be there with her.
I want to stab at him.
She's right, Mr. Bond. You can't win. No, Macy is studying some branch of microbiology.
Yes, yes.
And we're not quite sure what it is she's studying.
This first rotation, I'm not sure. Something about, you know, she can't even have food or drink in the lab because it could... pass E. coli and whatever. And the second rotation she's really excited about. Apparently the swine flu is super exciting. So yeah, there you go.
Fire up the microscopes. But we are not really here this morning to talk about that. I just wanted to say congratulations to the kids in Cornell who are going back to school today. And they may not feel like it's a cause for celebration, but they'll look back on it and smile.
That's right. That's right.
And District 429 and District 90 here in Pontiac going back to school today, along with Sonneman. And who else have we got starting today? The Livingston County Regional Alternative School has classes beginning again today. So
there you go.
The summer is over for those
summer
kids.
Summer is over.
It, you know, it's fun. The summer. When you're a kid, the summer gets old after a while.
It does. It does. It doesn't for us because it goes too fast.
Isn't that the truth?
Because we're too busy to really enjoy it, but...
it has gone by so fast, it segues us right into what we want to talk about next, and that is football.
You see the cat perk up on that one, don't you?
The cat is a huge football fan. Suddenly a Georgia fan, I'm guessing. But
You know what? I've always, don't tell anybody, but I've always been a big fan of the SEC. Uh-huh. And my ex-husband and I, yes, the cat was married before, we had a friend who was a starting linebacker for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Wow.
So I, all these years, you know, I've kind of followed Georgia. So, yeah.
Works out nicely.
Fit. Yeah. And well, they're one of the 10 teams or one of the 10 games, first 10 games to watch opening weekend.
Okay.
There was a top 10 games to watch, and Georgia's one of them. So I will be talking about that next week.
Very cool.
Because next week is when college football starts.
I was just going to say the college teams aren't quite ready to take the field yet, so we want to talk about the pros.
The pros.
Of course, it starts tonight. Who's on the field tonight?
What's
going on?
Well, if you want to watch it on TV, and who doesn't, you can catch Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Jaguars. I mean, that's easy. I'm going to say Tampa Bay, even if Jameis Winston never hits the field. I'm a big fan of his. I loved him in college. But the game we might be interested in is the Ravens and the Dolphins. Why? Maybe we'll see Suckler out there on the field. I don't know. He's got to play sometime. I think Adam Gase is keeping him on the bench because he's afraid he's going to get hurt.
I was just thinking the same thing. If he does take the field, he might get hurt. But it's all about, you know, with Cutler, I've said this over and over again, and it's all about the offensive line.
Yes.
If he feels like he's got good protection, he can be a very effective quarterback. But if he feels like he needs to second-guess his protection – then that's when he starts throwing the picks, you know?
And, you know, I have got Miami Dolphin friends who are just like, season's over.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm like, yeah, now you feel my pain. However, I mean, they know what they've got, and they're worried about Cutler being under center, so.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the best reputation coming out of Chicago.
What?
But you know, strangely
such a
enough,
friendly guy.
His numbers are not the worst in the league.
No, they aren't.
We'll
no,
see
they aren't.
What happens?
No, he just wasn't ever going to be a good fit for Chicago. The only time he was when Adam Gase was there. So I think we might see a different Jay Cutler than what we were used to here in Chicago.
Everything's about the system. Some quarterbacks just yes. flourish in particular
yes.
systems. In other systems, they struggle. So
that's true.
It even happened to the great Joe Montana when he was in
yes.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Just tore him up. Went to Kansas City late in his career and didn't yeah. quite tear him up so bad.
That's
so
true.
It just,
that's
it's true. The story of football.
The story of football. My favorite story.
What else should we talk about?
Well, there's going to be a game tomorrow night, and you can catch that on the NFL Network. Tonight is on ESPN. NFL Network is Minnesota at Seattle. For Saturday, we got about 10 games. Sunday, we've got two, and Monday night, we have a game. And these Sunday's games are on the NFL Network, and Monday night, I believe, is going to be on ESPN.
Okay.
But when I'm looking at games, and I'm trying to figure out some pretty exciting games, I'm biased, but I think the Chicago at Arizona game might be good. However, it's not televised, so I won't have to see it if it's not good.
Well, and it is still just the preseason, so.
I look forward to Carolina and Tennessee. Marcus Mariota is back under center. They say that he is completely healed from his leg injury last year. I do expect to see him get a few reps, maybe just in the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Carolina Panthers, we will not see
Cam Newton?
Thank you. I just kept wanting to say Carson Palmer, Carson Palmer. I was like, no.
Not going
to
see Carson
no,
Palmer.
No, because he's going to be taking on Chicago. But so I think it could be a good game. And that's what I look at in matchup is, you know, I think Chicago and Arizona are going to be a good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
So I care more about matchups than the actual teams that are playing, so we'll see. Still at the top. Still expected to be the number one and number two teams are the Patriots and the Falcons.
That's what I was just about to bring up, is that the two Super Bowl teams from last year, largely unchanged.
Yes.
So they should have basically the same roster taking the field.
Yes.
We'll see how it goes.
And you've got two older quarterbacks there, and it's going to be a very – I think it's going to be a good – feeling good about the NFL season this year. I feel good about the fact that our referees are full-time. They don't have other jobs that they're concentrating on and then coming in. I didn't even realize that.
Just about to say the same thing. In all honesty, I never realized they weren't full-time professionals.
Yeah.
Just with the amount of travel they have to do, you would
yeah.
think that they wouldn't be able to sustain another job.
And they have to work out. I don't have time to work out. I'm a busy radio show host. I can't work out.
Well,
I don't know how they do it.
If they're going
to
run up and down the field, you know.
That's
you,
right.
You got to stay in shape. You got to be able to do it.
The guys can celebrate again. You can't do, I think it's group celebrations. They don't want a mob of you,
mm-hmm.
But you can do some celebrating. However, do we remember last year Ezekiel Elliott, who's suspended for the first six games? He's appealing it, though.
Yes, I understand. I understand that's what he's doing.
When he jumped into the Salvation Army pot,
mm-hmm.
That will be a penalty.
Okay.
So
That's excessive. Huh?
That's excessive. He can't do that.
Okay.
But you know what? He doesn't care.
Who was it? Joe Horn, I think it was, for the Saints, hit a cell phone in the padding around the goalposts several seasons
yes.
ago, but got in
yes.
huge trouble for
yeah.
pulling out his cell phone after a touchdown. And
unbelievable.
Pretending like he called. He said he actually called somebody. I think it was all
oh.
a show. But that was the problem. It was all a show.
I would have just taken a selfie there.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
There you go.
I mean, not that, you know, NFL film crews are terrible at taking good still shots of touchdowns. But
when you talk about celebrations, I always remember my dear old dad. Everybody watched football with their dad, and I think everybody's dad freaks out about something.
Oh, yeah.
And it used to drive my dad nuts when a trailing team would have a defender go into a sack dance. And he said, here you are, down by two touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you should be concentrating on the game. He says, you get a sack and you decide to dance around the field like you're a superstar. He
yeah.
said, you're down. Look at the scoreboard, moron.
Uh-huh. What I love is when someone's doing that and then someone's still running with momentum and can't stop and knocks that celebrator over.
There you
I think
go.
Those are so funny.
Well, Kat is celebrating because the football teams are back on the field, and it will all start counting before we know it. So we'll see what happens. And, of course, we're going to be talking in the weeks to come about some great high school football action that we're going to be bringing you right here on WJEZ.
Yeah, so. We're super excited about the high school season this year. Mark Strauss, legend in the sports world in this area, is going to be taking over the call.
We'll see what happens, and we'll talk more about it.
Sounds good.
Get a little closer.
You bet.
She's Kat, and I'm Todd, and that's Jock Gibberish for this Thursday morning. Thanks for being with us on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.